Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You already have three receivers to Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jacoby Myers brings that you can get away with it. If you're getting rid of DK Metcalf, forget it. I mean, you're done. You don't have that type of person out there, and you're not going to get that person. They thought that they were getting, they put a price on what they want, what they were willing to pay, and that obviously exceeded that price.
I love Mark Cabali, and I'm sure he's going to text me in mere moments, but the idea that Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson are anywhere near as good as Jacoby Myers is just laughable analysis. Jacoby Myers had 1,000 yards last year and did not drop a football. Not one drop.
Mm-mm.
And his quarterback play was nonsense. It was garbage. It was crap. That guy's a really good football player. All it took was a fourth and a sixth to get it. I don't know where you come down on this. Would you have given up a fourth and a sixth for Jacoby Myers?
Depending on if I was going to use him as a rental, am I going to pay him to be here? I just don't know. I feel like the Steelers have something up their sleeve for the draft, and I feel like they don't want to give up any draft picks or equity. Not saying that it's going to be for a quarterback. I think that they really see this draft, and they probably see a position where they can get multiple people and package some picks up to get some guys. So I don't. I would have extended him, because then that eliminates me drafting a receiver.
That's exactly what I said.
If I had the money to do it, yes, I would have extended him and gave him like a 3-year deal.
For a rental, a fourth and a sixth is a lot.
Right.
And he obviously needs to sign on the dotted line, so it's not a one-way conversation. But that being said, when you make the trade, you sign him.
Yeah.
They don't sign guys in season, but that to me would be an exception. If you trade for a guy and you announce a contract when you trade for him, I'd be totally for it. He's a consistent guy. He had 3 800-yard seasons prior to his 1,000-yard season. He's the perfect number two. He's a precise route runner. He never drops the football. He's something that they don't have. And then you're right. You don't have to take a guy.
Right.
Let's just say in the second or third round at receiver. You are set at your receiver position. DK Metcalf and Jacoby Myers. And here's a dirty little secret. They haven't done a great job drafting receivers lately. That was a Kevin Colbert mainstay. I mean, that was what he was good at. Roman Wilson in the third, Calvin Austin, decent player, better 3 than he is a 2, but they've found guys like Deontay Johnson for a couple years, really good player for them. Martavis Bryant going back.
Juju.
Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster in the second round was a guy, good point, who is a really good player for them, at least at the beginning. The last couple of guys ain't been that, and maybe it's just a hiccup, but I don't know. I know what Jacoby Myers is.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that guy can be. I don't know who they'd get in the third round or the second round or the first round. Are they going to be as good as Jacoby? Maybe, maybe not. But we'll never find out now. 412-928-9370. Or I guess we will find out if they draft a wide receiver. Fourth and a sixth for a guy, if he had got him on a 3-year deal, I think is a no-brainer. Fourth and a sixth for a rental, I do think.
That's too
much.
Yeah.
That's too much. People are saying the Steelers should have traded two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. I disagree with that completely. I get why the Colts did it. They're the best team in the AFC by record, and they're going for it right now in a down conference, and they think they've got their quarterback of the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that they do, but they think that they do. The Steelers can't be giving up first-round picks when they don't have their quarterback of the future.
No
so
way.
You can miss me with that analysis. Also, this just in yesterday from our guy Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, Asante Samuel Jr. has a packed free agency visit scheduled per source. Panthers yesterday, Packers today, Vikings tomorrow, Niners Monday, Bears Tuesday, Steelers Wednesday. I wonder if he makes it to Pittsburgh.
Probably.
If you've waited this long and you've gone through the process that he's gone through, you probably do want to weigh all your options.
Yeah, I want to see my best fit.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm fine with that. I mean, if he's a Steeler, that's a low-risk move that could potentially really help you, because when this guy was healthy, he was a really good football player.
Yes.
And the Steelers team doctor did the surgery.
Oh, really?
So they're going to know more about him than anybody else, and I think that's an encouraging sign that they'd even have him in for a visit, because they, again, know more than anybody else. So if they wind up with Asante Samuel Jr., even if he doesn't play initially and it's a guy that works himself into the fold, I think that's a great buy low move.
Yep.
He could really play before he got hurt. Spinal fusion surgery doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, I didn't see where it was at, if it was like
the spine.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was like the lumbar or the cervical.
F3 or
L4.
Whatever that means. Have you had back surgery?
No, I need it. Me and neck. Yep.
Don't lead me down that path. Don't go back and neck, and I'll start singing that song. Wind up getting fired.
My neck in my back.
Texter, Deontay Johnson, come on, hop off. That dude sucked. He didn't suck initially.
He didn't suck enough. They gave him a contract.
Correct. They paid him $18 million
exactly.
a season. Now, maybe they screwed up there, but he was a good player who warranted that contract.
Yeah.
And then he just went to hell in a handbasket. Texter, guys, is it possible Steelers offered a 4 and a 6? Raiders said no because of Mark Davis.
Well, I was thinking that too whenever it all went down. People were like, oh, Omar, why didn't you give up a 4th and a 6? Why didn't you do this? Maybe they did. Maybe they were turned down. Maybe the Raiders just didn't want to do business with the Steelers. Maybe that was the case. You
possibility.
Don't know. Right.
Absolutely a possibility. What I love there, though, is that Mark said that Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson aren't that far away from Jacoby Myers, which I totally disagree with. And I do think the Steelers disagree with that, too. I mean, they tried to trade for this guy. According to every insider out there, they were poking around on wide receivers. So as much as Tomlin says he loves their group, as much as Arthur Smith, I'm sure today, will say they love the group until they're blue in the face, the reality is they were trying to add to that group.
Yep.
Texter, guys, why not keep your picks? Try to sign Jacoby Myers at the end of the season as a free agent. That's a possibility, too, and I think they probably will, but he's more inclined to stick with Jacksonville, you would think, now if things go according to plan down there.
Well, I'd be looking at the Aaron Rodgers window, too. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is coming back, and I want to give him as many assets as possible. So I would be doing it just based off of what Aaron Rodgers and his age and what his future may hold. I mean, you have him now. He's still playing at a high level. Like, I would have done it now and not at the end of the season whenever he could just be like, oh, I'm retiring. And then you just, okay, now you have two receivers, but you have a young quarterback. Who knows?
Yeah, you want, what you're saying is you want him for two potential playoff runs.
Right.
And not just one playoff run with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I'm with you. And again, a 4 and a 6 when you got 12 draft picks, that's not a hefty price to pay.
Now, what would his extension be? Like, what would his contract be?
That's a good question. I mean, I think somewhere in the 20 range.
Right, that might be too rich for the Steelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.